The popular food delivery app Grubhub is once again facing a lawsuit over its business practices. The District of Columbia Attorney General announced yesterday the city is suing Grubhub for alleged excessive pricing and false advertising, among other things. Grubhub faced a similar lawsuit from the city of Chicago last year. For more on this, we're joined by Robin Farzad. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Celeste.
So the D.C. Attorney's Office alleges Grubhub misled customers through deceptive business practices. What does that mean?
Just overarching shadiness. I mean, for starters, I think what struck me was that more than 1,000 partner restaurants offered delivery on Grubhub that actually had no contractual deal with Grubhub, that they were just kind of flashing these names. And it was a bit of a bait and switch. You think you were going to the restaurant's officially sanctioned Grubhub site, and it was just Grubhub doing its own thing, and that resulted in very poor delivery practices, many deliveries never making it, and these companies saying, what the heck? On top of that, you had dead-end links. You have website practices kind of in the dark arts of moving you to other links. And on top of that, really hiding away all these hidden fees that Grubhub swore it wasn't charging in the first place.
So that in many cases, the food ended up being considerably more expensive if you ordered from Grubhub than if you just went straight to the restaurant, right?
That's right. And, you know, if they say we are waiving a delivery fee, that's one thing. But there were people who were putting in carryout orders and found that this big delivery price and all these other miscellaneous prices, you know, when you rent a car or you go to a hotel in a specific tax jurisdiction, they load everything into the fine print. And people pushed back, and the attorney general in D.C., echoing others, finally said, you can't get away with this.
And how has Grubhub responded to all of these allegations?
Well, they're saying that a lot of the stale practices have lapsed. For example, with the 1,000 merchants who were never registered, there was a controversial supper for support promotion where Grubhub offered discounts to customers who were supporting restaurants in the thick of kind of COVID-19. And the lawsuit says that the cost of those discounts were passed on to those restaurants, so they might have to settle that. I think, though, this you know, puts in sharp relief the fact that there are people that are willing to pay. Suppose there's a $20 dinner order out there. You know what you're getting into if you're going to pay upward of $10, $15 for that to get delivered. But then there are others who are saying that you're doing this on the backs of the delivery driver. Somebody's getting exploited in it. If it's not the business, then it's the delivery driver or the customer paying all these hidden fees at the end.
I got to say, Robin, it seems like this should be simple, right? You order food from a restaurant. There's a delivery service that brings the food from the restaurant to you, and somebody pays for that delivery. And yet, there have been a lot of scandals and allegations flying about not just Grubhub, but places like DoorDash as well. Why is this model so contentious?
Because I think the leverage, it has to be done on somebody's back. Somebody's labor, somebody's product has to be, there has to be a discount or an arbitrage where Grubhub is pocketing the rents and getting an enormous market value from doing it. Again, drivers have complained in the past that they said we should be treated more like employees. Companies are saying, look, I have low margins on my food, and look at this receipt that I'm circling. You're seeing 50% overall delivery costs. And when we were desperate and when things were opaque in the worst of the pandemic, it's one thing. Yeah. But now that we're coming out of it, people are scrutinizing the fine print all over again.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you, Celeste.